Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cab half tons, double cab and crew cab HDs, custom LT, LTZ, or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. We've got all of them. Stop in and pick out your favorite body, trim, and motor combination. Save on half tons up to $8,000 with a qualified 2010 or newer passenger vehicle trade-in. See our friendly salespeople for details. We've got around 30 pre-owned trucks and over 30 pre-owned passenger vehicles, too. We've got local trades and program cars. See the inventory at JonesChev.com and narrow down your search. Schedule a test drive. Schedule service. Chat with a representative and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After finding two of the construction workers who were killed in the collapse of the Key Bridge this week in Baltimore, crews will start today to remove some of the wreckage. As to rebuilding,
we will come up with a design for the replacement of that bridge as quickly as possible to get the port back up and the community back up and running.
Maryland Secretary of Transportation Paul Wiedefeld. It's just too dangerous in the water right now below the bridge for dive crews to look for the four remaining people who lost their lives in the collapse. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, west of Chicago.
We have four individuals who are deceased. We have one that's in critical condition right now, and an additional four that are in stable condition.
Police Chief Carla Redd, there's no word on a motive, but there is a suspect in custody. Today is sentencing day for cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors want to see him behind bars for 50 years. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5. This is ABC News. More evacuations from the violence in Haiti. A nonprofit group now says it got 51 people, including some Americans, out. New York City taking another step toward becoming the first in the country to charge a toll just for driving into part of the city. A vote yesterday approving the congestion pricing plan for Lower Manhattan. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Those new toll readers are already installed, but the plan still needs to be approved by the Federal Highway Administration. And there are several pending lawsuits in New York and New Jersey that could complicate implementation of this plan. But the MTA fully expects the tolls to kick in by June.
Most drivers will have to pay $15 to get into the congestion zone. And the Secret Service is now part of an investigation into a scam on the Girl Scouts.
These are children. You know, we're taking advantage of our children.
Fairfield, California Police spokesperson Jennifer Brantley. After somebody used fake $100 bills to buy Girl Scout cookies, three different troops in Northern California got the bogus bills. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for lots of sunshine for your Thursday. Still breezy with a west wind between 15 and 20 miles per hour, a high today of 45. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight, down to 22 for an overnight low. Friday, partly sunny and warmer, 55. Rain likely by Friday night, late in the evening, will drop down to 35. Drizzle possible around daybreak Saturday, otherwise a few peaks of sun later on, a high of 51. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of light showers, especially late in the day, a high of 51. And Monday, back to the work week. Breezy with a 50% chance of rain and a high of 47. The extended outlook Tuesday and Wednesday, both days, middle 40s. It's time right now for the Civic Media Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway as well as grand prizes that include a blender bike and even a patio love seat. This hour's keyword is park, P-A-R-K. You can download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, WRCO-FM, and use the text button to send the keyword park for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, this hour's word is park, P-A-R-K. Find your station on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck. More chances coming up later today with Bo Hendricks, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. It's the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest from WRCO-FM and Civic Media.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yep, two, three, Johnny Horse. And counting the sightings, one, two. I'm like Count Chocula over here. What was the one on? Who was the one on Sesame Street? We have a couple of sightings. Hank is in the house. We'll have a 7:20 little chit-chat with him coming up with our roundup. Joanne Krulot's in the house as well, for getting the news all around for 7:45. Les Nessman, all the news that's fit to read, I believe. You know what? As many Ohio awards as Les won, Joanne blows him out of the water.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
That means less than an hour. As they get open at 8 o'clock, you can head down to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, get something delicious. Well, it looks like weather-wise anyway, the game scheduled for today, if the fields are in decent condition locally, we should see it happen. Portage at River Valley and Mount Horeb at River Valley. Now, Portage will be playing baseball as Mount Horeb is at Valley for softball. Cashton travels to Riverdale for baseball. The softball team, Riverdale, hosts Boscobel. And Weston's on the road at DeSoto with baseball. North Crawford baseball at Kickapoo today. Of course, Ithaca and Richland Center practices scattered throughout the week, but no events scheduled. They're having a lot of fun. They're down there on their spring break trip to Florida. The bands are, so we'd like to wish them the best as well. It's Thursday, March 28th. We're moving towards 7:20, the roundup, 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries, and 7:45 is your local newscast with Joanne Krulatz.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse. You can make a request. Just some general chit-chat. Maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. I can make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home. Loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Your Star Spangled Celebration memory for the 7 o'clock hour. Clay Walker. Sean from Baraboo contacted us through the Civic Media Adam Facebook account. Wanted to tell a bad joke for today. This one ranks right up there with a bad Adam joke. I love it. What do ghosts bring to a potluck? Goulash.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the roundup.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
Hey there, I'm Bo Henricks, and I approve this message. I mean, I don't necessarily approve of Adam on the radio, but I do approve of this message.
Really, Bo? Come on, man, I have feelings too. I mean, It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in the wrong.
Wow. That is a big way to start your day.
Thanks, Joanne.
Full of useless knowledge and full of something.
Yep, full of something.
Full of something.
Tomorrow's Speedo Day again.
Good Lord, man. I have feelings too.
Yeah, you did.
Not anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, the quickest way to get over your feelings is just spend a week with Hank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, here's
that'll toughen you up.
Hey, here's the thing with feelings, okay? They're yours. I don't have to worry about them.
You don't even need to know I have them.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
They don't need to be brought out and watered.
Right.
Or, you know, no sunshine. Hey, they don't need sunshine.
I started a part-time job at the bike factory.
Really?
Yep. Yep,
really?
Working nights. Are,
yeah, tell
I've
me
done,
about it.
I've done so well, they're going to make me the spokesperson.
Do you remember last year, this was my favorite one, where I told you I started a job at a calendar factory. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I got fired.
Yeah, took a couple of days off. I love that one. That one's still good.
Yeah, and February's never recovered.
No. I mean, it tries to every 4 years. It gets a little gusto up, and then it can't.
Yes, I have another one, too. There was a guy at the Apple store yesterday.
Oh, okay.
In Madison.
Yeah?
He was arrested.
Oh, no.
Had an upset tummy. He was...
Wait, that's an offense now? They can arrest you for that?
Well, you know, he upset tummy. You know what comes along with that. He was passing some gas.
Okay, all right.
So but he was arrested for doing that in an Apple store.
Okay.
Yeah, there, the Apple people were mad because they didn't have any windows.
But I need a hi-hat.
You do. You know what? There's something. Yeah. Have you seen those little drums?
Yeah.
A drum's the best gift you can get.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Maybe we could just simply get that into the Civic Media budget somewhere.
Yeah,
we'll
maybe.
Call it
you know what? We can,
accessories.
Here, we can
they don't
put,
even need to know it's a drum.
No, we can put some pork on the bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody We're else gonna, does.
Yeah, and I approve that message.
Yes, and I approve that message.
Hey, I heard today is World Record Day.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, these are a little sketchy. I just want to talk to you. You take a really good book, and you take Guinness, right? Guinness World Record.
Oh, yeah. Guinness or Hank.
Okay. World Record Academy. I don't know how.
Okay.
Is that legitimate?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. But this sounds legit to me. The world's largest spinach can? Alma, Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Alma's really close. And believe it or not, there have been really, really good quarterbacks come out from Alma, Arkansas.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Alma's coach, high school football coach, actually went to Missouri to run the offense.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a nice step up.
High school, but there are wizards down there.
Yeah, I was going to say he must be a legend down there.
Yeah,
probably
was.
More legendary than the spinach can.
I don't know. Yeah. The spinach can was mentioned here, not the Alma coach.
Yeah. Next time I'm in Arkansas, I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah,
I'm going to check
that spinach can. It's a couple hours for me, Alma is.
Okay.
So,
well, we'll send you on location.
Straight west.
Hey, there's some more of that pork. We'll put a trip to Arkansas. Field research.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, what have you got for me, big guy?
Well, the longest duration of balance a lawnmower on a chin. The world record holder is 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Wow, and if that lawnmower is running, about 32 seconds.
And he'll never try it again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a one and done. You get one shot at
that. Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can hold that handle in.
Wow.
I mean, they wouldn't tape it because that's against the law.
I'd tape it.
Or twist tie it.
Right.
I mean...
Oh, you know what? Super glue gel. That stuff will hold anything.
Yeah, but what do you get? You have to turn it off, though, when you're actually done with it.
Yeah, you're true. Yeah.
Pull the plug.
Pull the plug wire.
Yeah.
I've had a few motorcycles over my day, dirt bikes, how I had to stop them. You know, switches are broken and knobs are broken. You just pull it from the coil.
That's probably because you didn't have the right to use it. It's called hot wire.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where that bike came from, officer.
No wonder you've changed your name many times on the radio.
Right.
Hey, most toilet seats broken by the head in 1 minute, Adam.
23.
46 wooden toilet seats in just 1 minute. Yes, wooden.
Wow.
Yeah. I've had two.
How do you, but that's... But somebody's using their head.
Yeah.
They're breaking it with their like, you know, a karate chop with their forehead.
Yes.
Man, that's going to have some long-term effects.
Yeah, Tell you what, I hope there's some nice toilet paper cleaning up that mess. So, most hot dogs eaten in 3 minutes without the hands. A lot of people will use hot dogs to eat the hands.
Right.
This is without.
Okay.
The record holder consumed 9 hot dogs while using their hands. Well, without using their hands in 3 minutes.
9.
That's not a lot.
No, though. but you have to understand, you're just putting your face down on the table and grabbing that. And, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Yep, crazy. Do you have anything else? Or?
I do. The largest Budweiser can sculpture, you would think St. Louis, right? You know, Anheuser-Busch.
Where is that at?
I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this correctly. It's either Lavaca or Lavaca.
Lavaca.
Lavaca, Arkansas. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And I think it's bigger than the can of spinach. So
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Lavaca, Arkansas.
Tell me about Lavaca.
They're okay in football.
Okay.
It used to be mining town. So,
okay.
But you know.
Mining town, you're going to get some tough kids out of that setup.
Big Budweiser.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that one surprised me. I kind of figured that would be in Missouri for sure.
Somewhere,
yeah.
Or maybe even Milwaukee.
Yeah. The largest wind chime in the world, according to World Record Academy, Eureka Springs.
Really?
Yeah.
Eureka Springs is about 10 minutes from where I am.
Oh, wow. You could probably hear that wind chime then. It's like a 7-footer or 8-footer or 20-footer. I'm not sure what it was. I saw a picture of it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it taller than I?
Yeah. It's no spinach can, but it's taller than a Hank. Yeah. It's probably 2 or 3 Hanks tall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's a new unit of measurement now.
Hank's 3 wind chimes tall.
Yeah, I'll be doing drywall, you know, during my summer job, and I'll be like, we need about 3 Hanks worth of drywall tape.
The fastest time to eat a raw onion, Adam.
13 seconds.
29.5 seconds.
Okay.
In a minute.
I could do it in 13. I could do a pickled onion in 13.
Can you really?
Yeah, I'm sure I could. I love pickled onions.
Really?
Yeah, I just made some. My first dive into doing any kind of pickling. My wife, you know, she's been pickling vegetables for years. Does a great job out of the garden. I wanted to try it, so I took whole clove garlic and a whole red onion, sliced it up, and I pickled it and let it sit. It was tough to let it sit for about 2 weeks. Oh, man.
These are raw.
That's good. Oh, you know? Yeah, I'm out.
I love onion, though. Yeah, I love
I'm dropping
sweet,
the mic.
Sweet onion.
This was a red sweet onion. And they're pretty decent pickle.
And they don't leave bad breath.
No, not
bad
at all.
Especially for a guy that doesn't brush his teeth.
Right.
You know?
You gotta have that garlic and the sweet onion.
I know. Longest time spent balancing on 1 foot on an inflatable ball.
About 4 seconds.
This is going to shock you. 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 9 seconds. Yep.
No.
Yep.
No way.
Yep. So imagine either a basketball, football. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't say what kind of ball. It just says inflatable.
It's a Gorilla Tape ball.
No matter where you go. No matter where you go.
That is crazy. That just blew my mind. I literally thought it would be seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 hour, a minute.
Nah. 12 minutes.
Wow.
In 9 seconds. I don't like it in 9 seconds.
Yeah, I probably couldn't balance that long.
Hey, I tell you what, when I was doing therapy for my knees.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to balance on balls.
Wow. Now, I didn't have anything extensive as that. I've had a couple of knee surgeries, pretty hardcore rehab, but no ball balancing, only because I didn't have replacement. I just had some cartilage.
Right. So you had to balance on this ball with both feet.
Okay.
And then throw a ball into a springboard, and you had to catch it with either hand.
Okay. I thought maybe it was like the Brett Favre moving target, challenge of the stars.
You threw it with your right, you had to catch it with your left.
Oh, and stay on the ball.
And stay on the ball.
That's crazy. Yeah. And you were able to pull that off.
You couldn't pass if you didn't.
Oh, wow.
So they really worked me. So.
And that's why you're still in therapy, right? You had to pass? I'm sorry. Yeah. I just insulted. I insulted your balance. You have feelings, and I...
No, I don't have feelings, but it's the wrong kind of therapy.
Well, you know what? You can benefit from any kind.
Without question.
We know that.
Yes.
For sure. What else you have there?
Well, the largest collection of rubber ducks, Adam, 20,000.
Wow.
20,000 rubber ducks.
20,000. Now, we used to here in town, and this would be a fun thing to get going again, we used to have duck races. And they'd bring a water truck on Court Street from the fire department. They'd release gallons and gallons of water down court, and then they'd release hundreds of ducks. They were little plastic, rubber plastic ducks. There was a number. Whichever one crossed the line first, you match it with the ticket number, you won the money. That was a lot of fun, but I couldn't imagine, like, you know, throwing 20,000 rubber ducks on Court Street and letting them go with water. But that'd be, you know what? That could be a great fundraiser for Richland Center. If we could raise more than 20,000 rubber ducks, it could be a town-owned collection, and then we release them.
But
that might
be
the biggest duck
pine,
race.
Though.
Yeah, we could. I like Court Street, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Court Street.
Because then
fun.
You see, honestly, around town, you see ducks for months.
And not the ones you feed, either.
No. You're walking by Richland Family Restaurant, you're like, hey, there's a couple of ducks.
There's a couple of ducks.
They're looking bad.
But Jets wouldn't get any. You ain't going to feed those ducks.
Quack, quack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard about the duck quitting the job.
No.
Yeah. He was too strung up on quack.
Quack.
Longest time spent inside a snow globe, Adam.
Like a human-sized snow globe.
Yeah. The record holder spent 22 minutes and 4 seconds inside a snow globe.
Wow. Now, was that sealed?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's just, once that oxygen runs out, there's probably a holding your breath record in there,
too. Yeah, they are.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I only have one more.
Do you really?
Yeah, the largest knitted flag in the world, and it's probably at the headquarters of a certain large company. The largest knitted American flag in the world is at
Walmart.
Bentonville, Arkansas.
Walmart.
Yep, I'm sure it is. It didn't say it was at Walmart, but if you say anything with Bentonville, you know it's going to be Walmart associated.
No, not really.
More? You have more?
Yeah, no, not
Tell me
really.
About Bentonville.
Because Bentonville, that's where I was born at.
Get out.
In Bentonville, Arkansas.
I did not know that.
And they actually don't deliver babies anymore there.
Really?
Yep. Walmart
took that over.
No. And this is a true story. I was born in way back when, but after, I think it was a year after I was born, they said no more. The state shut them down because too many babies were missing.
Oh, wow. So that was like, what, 1941, 1942?
44.
So I was born in 42, so I knew you were close.
Yeah.
Knew you were close to that.
But, yeah, they shut the baby delivery
down. Wow. Baby's just coming up missing.
Yeah, and I'm just starting to wonder, with my family, I think I got switched.
You were part of the baby market. That's just...
Yeah, and that's a true story.
Now I'm going to have to look that up. Not that I don't trust you, but it's interesting.
Yeah,
that's an interesting story. We can chat about that. So, hey, tomorrow on the Roundup, what are we doing?
Tomorrow is just basically some more. You know what? People like useless knowledge.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the few things in life I excel at.
Yes.
Just knowing useless knowledge.
You said that your wife said that you're really good at it.
Yeah. You know, she never usually puts the word knowledge. She just says
useless.
Yeah,
but you put the knowledge in there because she forgot.
Yeah, I'll drop the knowledge. She forgot.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, longest time controlling a soccer ball with soles while on a roof of a car.
Oh, man, bring it to me.
The record holder controlled a soccer ball with their feet for 93 minutes and 15 seconds while on roof of a car. So what he's doing, he's on his back.
Yep. And he's kicking the ball up with soles of the feet.
Yeah.
Was the car moving?
Yes.
Oh, jeepers.
I would have lost him on the first corner.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, back in the day, that was called car surfing.
Yeah.
And now there's a world record in a soccer ball and your feet involved. Man, that's not good.
But my question is, where do you go for 93 minutes to go straight?
Interstate.
I would have lost him on Court Street trying to get a rubber duck.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, those poor rubber ducks. We were finding them for years.
That's all right.
All right, useless knowledge tomorrow. I'm down with that.
Well,
any big plans today?
You know what? Sell, baby. But again, we're having specials all week long.
Oh, yeah. It's the Boss Away special. Tell us about that.
The Boss Away, the sales department will play.
And you know, a lot of people thought we were joking. We've had a couple of people call up and actually, like, you're joking. And you're like, no, we're gonna give you rock bottom prices.
And we have.
Yeah, you've made some sales because the boss is away. Phil can't yell at you until he gets home.
Well, I don't think Phil's going to even know about that.
He'll be like, hey, that's a new sponsor. Just don't make eye contact and say, yep, new sponsor.
Yep. So, no, it's one of those, give us a call.
Yeah.
See what happens. And
talk to Hank. Tell him you want that bosses away deal, and you'll strike up a great deal no matter who it is.
And you know what? We had a great deal the other day, and they're very happy with what they got.
Like to hear.
So, anyway, Joanne is not for sale today. She's too busy.
Yeah, we need her. You know, we could rent her out, but we need her today. We need her back by 7:45.
Right.
And then she has a lot of meetings, and we would like to get her back by noontime, but we might not.
We may not.
Yeah,
the big Bo man may have to read
Yeah, Bo's in after 8 o'clock. Also, the statewide text to win contest. Next opportunity comes up at 10 o'clock with Bo Hendricks.
Good, man. You know what? Text Henry to win. Text old Hank.
Hey, Hank will make you a winner if you're a business
and you want to advertise.
And
hey, I'm telling you, there's some good deals right now.
Let's do it, guys.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, everybody. Be kind out there in Radio Land.
Join Added Touch Floral and Gifts this Saturday from 10 until noon for a hoppy Easter celebration. Meet the Easter Bunny and explore their blooming selection of Easter lilies, tulips, bulb plants, and calla lilies. Spruce up your home with their charming spring decor. Don't miss out on Easter fun at Added Touch Floral and Gifts.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
This Saturday, hop over to the Killian Meyer Building, Kroska Park, for an exciting event. The Mission Church and Crime Stoppers are teaming up to bring you the ultimate community Easter egg hunt, starting at 10:30 a.m. Children up to age 12 will search for eggs in various stages, and all will walk away with a bag of candy. The Easter Bunny will be making an appearance for pictures as well, so don't miss out on the fun. See you there.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Experience the tradition of quality meats at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into succulent pork shoulder roast for just $2.48 a pound, or savor tender pork shoulder steaks at $2.98. And don't miss the deli delights like mild cheddar for $4.98 per pound. Taste the legacy of three generations at Richland Locker, your trusted local meat market since 1939. Visit them today.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Well, one of the problems when Adam and old Hanky get together is we talk a little long, we go a little far into the morning, so we're a few minutes late with birthdays and anniversaries, but you know what? Waiting is the sweet part. You don't have to wait much longer.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm seeking the office of mayor. In the past 6 years, I've worked closely with city staff on impactful projects like wayfinding signs and the Cobblestone Hotel. Recently, our mayor emphasized economic development as his sole platform. Many of these projects were led by our skilled professionals like Jason Glassbrenner and Ashley Oliphant. As your mayor, I'll uphold the role outlined by state statutes and support our experts. If you believe in collaborative leadership, vote for me on April 2nd. And let's build a stronger Richland Center together.
It's 7:38, time for birthdays and anniversaries, brought to you today by those great folks down in Black Earth. They're at the Shoebox, and they're the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024. People celebrating. Mary Krueger, Steve, and Janet would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Adam Olson, hope you have a great birthday today. With love from Mom and Dad. Amanda Smith, Mom and the Gang, would like to wish you a very happy birthday. Tiffany Duncan, best wishes today with love from your children, siblings, and mother. Happy birthday wishes to our good friend Sandy Granger. A very happy birthday from Mary and Norm Sandmeyer. Happy birthday to Kathy Stoltz from Lori and the Guys. Lori and the Guys would also like to wish a best day to Taylor Durst. Happy birthday to our Y2K daughter. And everything went great that day. 1999 into 2000 was wonderful. Marissa Ewing, have a great day. Love, Mom and Dad. Danielle Mary is celebrating with love from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday wishes to Taylor Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Mary Lynn's, happy birthday today. Happy 95th. That note from the Durst cousins. And also happy 95th to a great neighbor from David and Donna Durst. Sandy Granger, Paul, and Lou would like to wish you the best today. More for Mary Lynn's on birthday number 95 from the kids, Alan and Amy, Mark and Ann and Bob. Luke Moore, happy birthday wishes from Park Street Christian Church. Mary Krueger, happy birthday from one of your friends. Here's a birthday wish going out to Matthew Henderson, also Olivia Marshall from the Richland Primary School, John Tews, Schmidt Woodland Hills residents and staff list this morning. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, a wish for Jamie Glassbrenner. Happy birthday wishes to Andrew Cornell, Bernadine Dillon, and Joe Hintz from the Bloom City Town Crier. Melissa Ewing and Andrew Cornell make the Beulah Wesleyan Church list, the Richland Center Free Methodist Church list, Andrew Cornell. And hang on for this one. It's a big one. It's a birthday list from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Devoca Lions Club. Betty Azim, Joe Connery, Charlie Delcamp, Aiden Eckhart, Mike Ernst, Brent Hackle, BJ Hinkle, Stacy Linscheid, and Elizabeth Hemmersbach. And then an anniversary for Dale and Kathy Ridiau. Whew. From the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club. The Richland Center Lions Club, not as numerous, but still as thoughtful. Robin Clark, Mary Krueger, Travis Walters, Luke Moore, Aiden Eckhart, and Tyler Steinmetz. And happy anniversary wishes to Jason and Raquel Fry. Birthdays and anniversaries from the great folks at the Shoebox.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, this is Todd Comprenol reminding you that I'm running for re-election as Richland Center's city mayor. In my time as mayor, Richland Center has added new homes, new businesses, and new jobs. We've completed a major street project each year, and we've done all of this while keeping the taxpayers in mind. It's been an honor to represent my hometown as mayor for the last 4 years, and there are exciting things on the horizon. I'm asking for your vote Tuesday, April 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
So contrary to what you heard during Adam and Hank in the morning, we did not rent out Joanne Krulotz. She will be here at 7:45. She'll have a news update for you. Bo Hendricks is in after the top of the hour with weather, sports, and great entertainment, including the next Text to Win opportunity. That's our statewide contest from Civic Media. I'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow. Have a great morning. Joanne is in with the news next. We're at 25 degrees.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Philback Family of Dealerships. Lots of sunshine today, still a touch breezy with a high of 45 and west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 22. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 24, it is a sunny 25 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulotz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Wisconsin Democrat who is running for her third term, says she remains committed to restoring Roe v. Wade as codified law.
In fact, I'm the lead author of the Women's Health Protection Act, which would restore Roe v. Wade by codifying it at the federal level and preventing the states from enacting local level laws.
Baldwin's comments in Wausau yesterday came just a few days after Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde launched a new ad saying he now supports exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of a mother, while also saying there is a reasonable time frame for a woman to choose. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a 4-point lead. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. Wisconsin and other large dairy-producing states are keeping an eye on reports of bird flu in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas. Cattle infected with bird flu typically recover and don't have to be euthanized. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says milk from sick cattle does not go into the food supply, but that farmers should report any illnesses to the state. Wisconsin's homelessness rate is trending upwards, according to a new report. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says the number of homeless Wisconsinites is up after years of decline. WPF says pressures from the pandemic pushed many people out of their homes as they lost their jobs, and the sudden rise in home prices and rent has only made it harder for people to get back into a permanent home. The forum says Wisconsin communities need to look at expanding transitional housing for homeless people and try to make up the difference in lost federal stimulus funds to continue to provide shelter. It's the end of a tradition as Quick Trip is set to discontinue bagged milk. The convenience store chain has been offering milk in bags for 40 years, a practice more common in Canada than the U.S. But company officials say fewer and fewer people have been buying the bags, and they'll be ending sales in May. Shoppers will continue to be able to buy milk in plastic jugs. Ships as large as the vessel which struck the Key Bridge in Baltimore do not call on Wisconsin's Great Lakes ports. The Singapore-registered cargo ship which collided with and collapsed the bridge is 984 feet long with a beam of 158 feet. That's considerably bigger than vessels that call on Wisconsin ports. A statement from Port Milwaukee says it receives ocean-going ships of roughly the same length but only half the width. Ships up to 875 feet in length call on the port of Green Bay, about 100 feet shorter than the ship that struck the bridge. And vessels like that, which struck the bridge in Baltimore, do not call at the port of Duluth Superior, where they wouldn't fit through the locks. Governor Tony Evers has signed into law bipartisan bills designed to better protect the safety of judges following the killing of a retired judge and combat the rise in human trafficking. In total, Evers signed 29 crime-related bills Wednesday, most of which passed with broad bipartisan support. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had recommended three bills that Evers signed that were introduced in response to threats of violence against judges. Another bill Evers signed will ensure full staffing of an office that assists schools with addressing safety concerns. Evers also signed a measure that will increase the penalty for fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer. A new take on an old scam. The Dane County Sheriff's Office says the use of artificial intelligence in telephone scams is becoming more common. Specifically, the grandparent scam has become even more believable. This scam targets older people and leads them to believe a grandchild is in some sort of distress and needs money. Authorities say scammers are now taking online videos and using AI to create a recording using the person's voice. Not only do we have to be on alert on our phones, the sheriff's office adds we should also use more caution in what we're sharing on social media. As students continue facing growing mental health challenges, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced it has allocated nearly $12 million in federal funding to local education agencies across the state to help meet their unique individual needs. The Stronger Connections Competitive Grant is part of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act legislation signed into law by President Joe Biden in June 2022. CESA 3 school districts receiving funding are Boscobel, River Ridge, and Southwestern. In addition to helping school districts establish safe, inclusive, healthy, and supportive learning opportunities and environments for students, grant funding will provide the opportunity for school districts to implement comprehensive, evidence-based strategies and increase access to place-based interventions and services. The American Red Cross urges people of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, to make a donation as soon as possible. A blood drive will be held today from noon to 5 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains. A blood drive will also be held tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS building. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is offering a fun outdoor running event for all ages and abilities on Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center. Race for Grace offers a quarter-mile kids run, 1 mile run walk, 5K run walk, and a 10K run. Al Kasupski is on the Grace Board of Directors.
We're definitely keep it family friendly. We want this, you know, to be a fun event. So, you know, it's going to be in the morning, so it's not going to be real hot yet. And it's not real early. We're going to be starting, you know, for the kids run, I think at 7:45 we're starting. And then the next run's at 8 and shortly after that. So it's going to get rolling and we'll be done by 10 a.m. So you'll have the rest of the day, you know, maybe to head over to the Morel Mushroom Festival or something after that.
Those that register for Race for Grace before May 2nd will receive a t-shirt and swag bag loaded with goodies from Grace and local businesses. There's also a discount for those that register before April 1st.
The end of March is the end of our discount for people registering for the race. So if you want the best deal, hurry up and sign up. You know, go to walkwithgrace.com and look for the Race for Grace option. And you can sign up online for either the 1 mile walk or run, the 5K walk or run, and the 10K run. And also the quarter mile kids run. So you've got all kinds of options, whether you want to walk it, run it, or just jog it, maybe do it backwards. We don't really care.
Race for Grace serves dual purposes, raising funds for those battling cancer while also encouraging people to be more active.
We're hoping for great weather for the walk in August, but we also would love some great weather for the run and the race, on May 18th. That would be great too. But yeah, you can come out that morning. We'll have early registration and packet pickup that morning from 6 to 7:30. We would like all people to be registered. You know, you're late. Really procrastinators that come that morning, try to get there by 7:30 because we are going to start festivities. You know, we're going to have the national anthem probably at 7:40. So we really need people there for sure by 7:30 to sign up. But you can sign up that day, but there won't be a guarantee of a t-shirt. And we also have swag bags.
Registration is available online or at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center.
Some of the people were like, well, you know, I don't feel comfortable signing up online because, you know, our main goal is to get most people to sign up online at walkwithgrace.com. We are going to have a manual option, a paper option. So for people that are not comfortable using a credit card online or just signing up online, you can go to the Grace office, which is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. And we have limited hours. The office is staffed on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1. But if you come in those times, we have registration sign-up sheets, and you can pay then as well. I guess all we ask is that you bring either exact change or you're willing to donate extra if you don't have exact change. But we don't have change for you. Or you can write a check made out to Grace. So we do have that option. We'll let people know that.
Race for Grace will be held Saturday, May 18th at the Dr. Killian Meyer Building. Register before April 1st to take advantage of reduced registration costs at $15 for the quarter mile kids run, $20 for the 1 mile run walk, $30 for the 5K run walk, and $40 for the 10K run. Registration is available online at walkwithgrace.com or in person at the Grace office. The office hours are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 to 1. Not all heroes wear capes. Do you know an ordinary person with extraordinary courage who has saved a life, helped a neighbor in need, or made a difference in their community? The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is seeking nominations for its annual Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event, honoring individuals who have made an impact in the lives of others through their bravery, dedication, and humanitarian service. Honorees across the categories of blood services, community impact, disaster relief, military, Red Cross, and youth and young adult will be celebrated. Nominees may come from communities across any of the Red Cross Southwest Wisconsin chapter counties, including Adams, Buffalo, Columbia, Dane, Green, Green Lake, Iowa, Jackson, Jefferson, Juneau, La Crosse, Marquette, Monroe, Richland, Rock, Sauk, Trempealeau, Vernon, and the Ho-Chunk Nation. Honorees are selected based on the degree to which their actions uphold the values of the Red Cross humanitarian mission and leave a lasting and positive impact on the community. Nominating a hero is free and can be done quickly and easily online. If you know of a local hero, nominate them to be recognized by filling out an online form on the Red Cross website. Nominations are due by Sunday, March 31st. This year's award recipients will be honored at the Southwest Wisconsin Heroes Golf event Monday, June 10th at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon. For more information or to request a hard copy of the nomination form, email Red Cross Southwest Chapter Executive Director Kyle Kriegel at kyle.kriegel@redcross.org.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Today is Thursday, March 28th. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at home. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery near Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Military graveside rites will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marquesan by the Marquesan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping, or where you can purchase